In local news, police have paused their search for the man who went missing off the coast of Raglan on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, but are still asking for anyone who was fishing that morning in the Raglan area to get in touch with them. Police, with the assistance of the National Police Dive Squad, the New Zealand Navy, Coast Guard and a fixed-wing aircraft, have searched the area, but the man was not located, and the search has now been paused pending any information that may lead to an area of interest for further searching. The matter has been reported to the coroner and police remain in contact with the family. Waikato District Council has declared its strong opposition to any legislation that has the potential to remove Māori wards from its governance model. Although other councils came out with their opposition 2 weeks ago, with Waipa Mayor Susan O'Regan describing the government as arrogant and heavy-handed, it's understood that our Mayor Jackie Church was not as keen to come out with guns blazing to defend our council's two Māori wards. Nonetheless, she has now stated that we value our current governance model highly, and that the introduction of Māori wards in 2022 injected additional important fresh perspectives into the district governance, before emphasising how important it was to have diverse voices around the table. And Billy Stearman is in the national news again after his official naming as a member of the New Zealand Olympic team at Manu Bay earlier this week. Surrounded by friends, family and teachers from the local surf academy, Billy said that it meant a lot to represent New Zealand and that he would be spending some time at the Olympic venue in Tahiti to prepare for the competition at the end of July. In more council news, there will be a delay in the release of the latest rating revaluation data from QV for every property in the Waikato district. The Office of the Valuer General has asked for more work to be done as part of the independent audit process, while council hopes that the new rating valuation data will be available from the 5th of June 2024. The release date is up to the Auditor General. Normally, valuations are used to determine the rating value for each property, but this won't be arriving in time for the new council budget and rate rise, which is due on 1st of July. And local sports news, Whangaroa Fire Rugby League team started their run of away games with a victory against the Wharewhare Wolves 34-24 in the Battle of the Divi last weekend. Also known as the Battle of the Ngāti Mahanga, teams Mark Heta, Justin Brown and Potiki Tupaia were announced as the players of the day. This Sunday, they're up against the Ngāruawhia Panthers at Restalls Park at 1pm. Meanwhile, the Roosters football team had a topsy-turvy game last weekend with fellow tabletoppers Disciples. Locked at 1-1 with 15 minutes to go, the wheels fell off completely as a further 4 goals were put in the back of the net. They lost 5-1 and have slipped from the top spot of Division 1 of the Waikato Football Sunday League. This weekend, they have a bye as well, so it will be another week before they can get on the park to make amends. Meanwhile, at the ISA World Junior Surfing Competition, Alani Morse has bowed out in the heats, but her New Zealand teammates are still having some success, with most of the team having made it through to Round 3. And that is the Raglan News for Friday, the 10th of May, 2024.